I'm Shimon again, Shimon Okaro again. So thank you so much for everything so you have done to us. So we are so blessed and overwhelmed today. It is truly our privilege to be here because your church is very well known at my church. And every time my pastor, Wayne Van Gelderen, and talk about something, so he always, talk about your church first. So also the Dr. Jim talk about your church, and also the Dr. Kennedy, and who was the pastor here, and he also talk about your church, and also the Dr. Kent Ramler. So he was my teacher at my seminary last year. He was also talk about your church. So and also there was one Japanese guy who came to here 20 years ago, spending the 1 year to be the member, but to attend the church here. So he went back to Japan to be a pastor, and he became the youth pastor first at the church we used to go. And he talked about the market manager. So, wow, it's a lot of connections. Do you know what? Couple more things. And you can pick up my prayer card here at the backside. So this prayer card was made by one of your church members' father, which I didn't know that. And a daughter came up to me this morning, Mr. Okaro, actually your prayer card was made by my father. Really? Okay. I didn't know that. And also I have a lot of connection. You saw my video this morning at the morning service. Did you recognize the voice of the video? That was done by the Joe Mueller. That's brother of Sister Mueller. So I didn't know that you were here. So it was also another surprise to me. So there's a lot of connections already. So I am so thankful. Appreciate Pastor and Shuragyo to allowing us to be here. So thank you so much for allowing us to be here tonight, today, always, a whole day. So thank you so much. And when I received the calling from the Lord, so that was not becoming the missionary. So when I received a calling, that was just a surrender all to the Lord. And I didn't know what's going to be his plan for me. I thought by myself, I think I need to work 2 more years in the United States. Then, after finishing my work, then I go back to Japan and going to the Bible college there. We have a several Bible college there. Then 4 or 5 years later, I'm going to serve the Lord. So that might be kind of at my age, 64, 65 years old. But now, God led me to the different ways, which is God's way, to finish my course just last month, almost done with my deputation trip. Actually, support level is still 90%. I still need to achieve full support, but 90%. That was done by the 18 month. And also, I was the seminary student. My college doesn't have any online class at all. Every class has to be in person. So we go out to every weekend. Come back Sunday night or Monday morning, and to catch up to my class. So that was not easy, but God made it happen. And now we have the date to leave United States. That's going to be July 2nd this year. Actually, I try to stay more in the United States. Ari, this year, I thought about I'm not ready. I need to be trained more. I think I need to stay in the United States or maybe half more year or 1 year more, one more year, something like that. But everything's the yet God was the yet, hey, Shimon, you got to go. Everything's ready by me. Now, you got to go right away. So, I am so overwhelmed and yet blessed by what he has done through the over the past 2 years. So I am so thankful. Also, please pray for in Japan. I just saw my video this morning. Japan is a very needy place. I am so thankful everything your country has done to the Japan, sending missionaries. But still 0.5% of the Christianity. The area we're going back, it's a little bit northern part of Japan, is 0.25% of the Christianity. Baptist, 0.025%. I cannot count. It means almost none of the Baptist church in the area we're going back. So please pray for the soul to be saved. Also, we need more laborers and workers to spread the gospel to entirely Japan very soon. And we don't know when Jesus come back. I'm sure that's going to be very soon. But we have to share the gospel as much as we can. So please pray for the more laborers and workers to come to the Japan to work with us or to work other people to spread the gospel. Also, please pray for my daughter, Aika. And Aika actually had a plan one year ago. Accept my apologies. I graduated from the University of Wisconsin first last year. And her plan was going back to Japan or stay in the United States to get the job. But she couldn't get it. But at the same time, did God work in our heart to give God's will to surrender all to the Lord. Right after that, she surrendered. Then she started attending the Baptist College of Ministry from last fall, and so that she was approved as the official missionary to Japan by Baptist World Missions just a month ago. That is something that we never imagined when we came to the United States 5 years ago. Actually, one more person I want to share with you. That's my second son. Yeah, my son, my family already got saved, but he had a little bit of trouble, a problem with his work in Japan. Then he got fired. He doesn't know what to do. And we asked him to come over here, spend with us for 3 months. That was 4 years ago. And almost the day before he went back to Japan, he talked to us. Hey, Dad, Mom, I got a God's call to surrender rest of my life. And he went back to Japan. He's now attending the Bible college in Japan right now. He also received a calling to be a pastor in a couple of years later. That is something that we never imagine. We never plan. That's God's plan. You know, God is a great God we have. Amen? We can expect something greater than we think for your life as well. If you're still alive, I'm sure you guys are still alive, right? Just raise your hand if you're a dead man. Oh, that person? No. You are still alive, right? If you are still alive, means God has a still plan for you to do something. We should pursue what God wants us to do for His glory. I just want to say thank you, big thank you first to your church for keep sending and the supporting missionaries all over the world. Tonight, my family stand before you as one of the fruit of a mission work from your church and your country have done. After World War II, many missionaries went to Japan from the United States, this country, sharing the gospel. The thanks to their obedience to the Lord's call. So my parents found Jesus, and they were saved, and they got married, and I was born. My wife also met Jesus through the American missionary who visited her elementary school in a very countryside of Japan. Then she got saved when she was 10 years old. That's one of the reasons why I am so grateful to your church and to your country who have been so obedient to the Lord's command of great commissions. I don't know about you, but I assume that many of you here also were led to the Jesus by someone else. Changed your life dramatically. Aren't you thankful for that? Amen? The Father of the Gospel began 2,000 years ago by the Jesus and His disciples, who are filled and led by the Holy Spirit. Then it had been multiplied one generation to the next and reaching up to us. Now God wants to use you and me as His vessel to share the gospel to this generation and the next generations. Today, I want to share scripture with you about what we need to know and what we need to do for furthering the gospel as the witnesses of Jesus Christ. So message title is God Opens the Doors. God Opens the Doors. So please turn with me the Bible to the Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16 verse 25. Acts chapter 16 verse 25 to 34. Acts chapter 16 verse 25 to 34. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison door opens, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before the Paul and the Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of coming together for a time of this Sunday night. Please give us a ear to hear your words and guide and direct us in all that we need to receive your truth. And may the Holy Spirit lead us into your way to glorify you. Lord, may your words bring us strength and boldness in our faith to follow you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, I have the 3 points with a message of God opens the doors. Number one, the pursuit of a divine will and timing. The pursuit of divine will and timing. I just want to explain a little bit about the background of the scripture I just read earlier. So this was the timing. Days after the Paul and Silas went to the Philippi, which was one of the main city of the Macedonia. And Paul actually had a plan to go Asia to preach the gospel. But he was led by the Holy Spirit not to go there, but saw the vision to tell, go Macedonia. And they went to the Philippi. Then over there, they encountered a slave girl with a spirit of divinations, making a money for her owners through the spirit, owner through the fortune-telling. And the Paul and Silas were very much annoyed by her following. Then Paul decided and commanded the spirit to leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. Which is a good thing, because the spirit left her. That's good things. But a problem was happened after that, because her owner, who made the money by her fortune telling, realized very quickly they lost the money. They didn't get the money income through the her fortune telling, because evil spirit left her. Then those owner seized the Paul and Silas and dragged them to the authorities and accused them of causing trouble. As a result, Paul and Silas were thrown into the prison. It was just unjustly. Not only were they imprisoned, but they were also severely beaten beforehand. As the verse 22 and 23 tell us, so their bodies are very much deeply wounded that night. So if we were in these situations, so we may see and say, what a bad day for me. What a bad day for us. We came to Philippi to share the gospel. Now, we ended up behind the bars. Can you imagine what prayers you would have first to the Lord if we were Paul and Silas at that time? What kind of prayer you would have? It might be, Lord, please help me out. We are in the prison unjustly. We came here to preach the gospel, but now we are behind the bars right now. Let me go out. Help. Please let us preach the gospel at the town. That might be our prayer. But Paul and Silas were, look at the verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. What kind of a prayer Paul and Silas had at that time, do you think? From my perspective view, Paul and Silas avoid to be beaten and imprisoned if they just cried out one word, "I am Roman," or "We are Romans." If they just cry out that word, seems to me they could be avoided to be beaten and imprisoned at that time, because they had Roman citizenship. Roman citizenship during that time carried a great weight in the social, in the legal, and the political world of the Roman Empire. Roman citizens had the right to a fair trial, where they could defend themselves against accusations. They were also protected from the certain brutal punishment, such as scourging or crucifixion. But Paul did not speak up when he was arrested. Did he not know his rights? Look at the verse 37. So after everything was done, Paul said to the jailer, They have beaten us openly and condemned, being Romans, and have cast us into the prison. And now, do they thrust us out privately?" Paul did know his rights as a Roman citizen. Yet, he didn't cry out, "I am Roman," at that time. Why? He didn't say that. But Paul's actions revealed his face. And he said in the Philippians chapter 1, verse 12, "But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel." Paul was not seeking his own comfort or convenience, nor did he wait for the perfect moment to avoid suffering, but instead, he was fully committed to the pursuing God's will and a timing to spread the gospel at that time. He knew it was God's hand, and God allowed him into the prison. And Paul trusted in God's divine plan for the next step, rather than the resist or question his circumstances. Paul embraced them as a part of God's sovereign purpose, the faithfully furthering the gospel, no matter the cost. So my question to you is this: do you really seek God's will and timing first in everything you do, before your own desires, before your own plans? Do you really? Seek God's will and the timing first in everything you do. If we fully rely on God to lead us and open the doors, regardless of our circumstances, we will experience His powerful plan unfolding in ways we could never imagine. When we trust in His timing instead of our own, we will find more opportunity to share the gospel and witness His hand at work in our lives. So this is one of the reasons why we must pursue God's divine will and timing first in everything we do. His purpose is greater than our plans. Amen? Number two, the time of divine open doors. The time of divine open doors. My very last secular job was to run the company of manufacturing automatic doors for the construction used in the United States and Canada. So that was happened in the Wisconsin, actually. Do you know how the automatic doors open automatically? There's a sensor on the top of the frame, door frame. That sensor can detect something approach the doorway. Then that sensor can send a signal to the door to open the doors. Then you can go through that doors. So that is the system. And we know that. And when we go to the grocery store, you know the automatic door, what the automatic door is? Nobody knows. So when you go to the grocery store, some buildings or there's a doors there, open the door at the entrance. That is automatic door. That was my business in Japan, also the United States and Canada. So we know how to go into the building or grocery store through that kind of a doors. We don't doubt anything, right? We just go through, approach to the door, then go into the building. We know that already. But we need to know for the fathering the gospel, we should know that the God himself opened the doors for us. It may be visible or may not be visible. So this is talking about the God-given opportunities. And as believers, we must walk in the Spirit and seek the Lord's guidance to discern where he is opening door before us. Look at the verse 26. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open, and everyone's bonds were loosed. So this is a visible and actual door open for the Paul and the Silas. And they were suddenly free from the band and the bars which hold them. So they could be to run away from this situation. But they did not, because their prayers at that night, in verse 25, the first verse we read, verse 25, their prayer at that night was not to be free from the prison first, but wait for the God's will and his timing. So they just stayed there and wait and see for another door would be opened next by God. And sometimes the God opens the door, not only one, but also leads to the next doors. Then next door was opened by God. Soon, verse 27 says, "And the keeper of the prison awakened up, and the keeper of the prison awaking out of sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoner had been fled. And Paul said to him, verse 28, "Do thyself no harm, for ye are all here." With loud voice, Paul found the second door open and entered immediately by saying that. Can you guess? So how many minutes Paul had between the second door open and his action to stop the jailer to kill himself. Can you guess how many minutes? 20 minutes? 10 minutes? The Bible didn't say anything about the time. But it seems to me that might be less than a minute between the second door open, which was they got free from the doors and the bands. And jailer tried to kill himself. That might be less than a minute. So there was a little time between the divine open doors and Paul's actions, I think. So when God opened the door, it's not just for you to go through, but also for those on the other side to meet you. The door may not remain open for long. Whether the open door is visible or not, when you recognize it by the Spirit, you must step forward by faith. I just want to share quickly about what's happened yesterday. At my church, Falls Baptist Church, is not focusing on visiting the enrolling very quickly. And one of my friends at the Sunday school table. So we are trying to make our teams at the Sunday school small group table. And Brother Dave Mund, I think the pastor knows him, right? Dave Mund. Yes, he said you are the teacher, Sunday school teacher, back in there. Long time ago. Sorry. Anyway, so I had a chance to go with the outreach, and we kind of were make our list to visit. It's only in the morning, so we can visit maybe three persons. We could meet the first person, but could not go through in the end. The second persons. And Brother Dave drove his car, and I was in the passenger seat. And we arrived there. He pulled over his car. Then, right after that, headed to the person we'd like to visit. But on the other hand, Brother Dave, right after his car, he found one person sitting near the apartment, who was the resident of the apartment. We didn't know that. He was kind of full of the grocery bags and sitting on the floor at that time. And Brother Dave said, "Hi, how are you? What are you doing here? We are just sharing the gospel. You would like to hear the gospel?" And he said, "I heard before. Why don't you take this tract?" He received it. Would you like us to explain what talking about the tract? Well, maybe I think I can write. I can read. But our brother Dave didn't give up. Nicely, he reapproached again. "Yeah, oh, how about you? You have a necklace on the cross." He had a necklace and cross. "Do you know what the meaning of the cross?" "Oh yeah, I used to go to the Catholic church. I know what he has done. Could you tell me?" But he could not tell us exactly. And he started talking about the gospel. Long story short. And 20, 30 minutes later, he got saved. That was happened yesterday. He was just sitting on the road. That was not a person that we are supposed to meet at that time. But God opened the door before us. And Brother Dave shared the gospel, and he got saved. And right after that, we found the apartment we are supposed to meet the person had the security lock on the entrance door. And we could ask that person who got saved to open the entrance door to let us go into that building. Then, actually, we could not meet that person we are supposed to meet. So I just write my short message. I'm Shimono Kato, from Forest Baptist Church. We'd like to invite you to come to our church again. That person came to the church a couple years ago. Then I just slid into the door. We left. Do you know what happened? He came to church this morning. I thought that's just a right posted. But God use it in a mighty way to bring the soul to the church. And God opens a door for us, not only for us to go through, but for those on the other side to meet us, to meet you. Number three, fathering the gospel with the divine interventions. Fathering the gospel with the divine interventions. So everything happened to his jailer was orchestrated by the Holy Spirit. So preparing his heart for the salvations. In the verse 30, jailer cried out, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" His heart was almost ready. And all he needed was to hear the gospel from the Paul and accept it. That was just happened yesterday. He didn't say anything like this, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" He didn't say that. But he was ready to hear the gospel, and he got saved. That was prepared by God already behind the scenes. And Paul did. Paul shared the gospel to this jailer immediately and boldly. In the verse 31, Paul declared, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." Then in verse 33, we see the fruit of that moment. He and all his family was saved and baptized straightway. Wow. What incredible things happened at that time. Now let me ask you one thing. Do you believe this can still happen today? Entire family is saved by the power of the gospel. Do you believe that? I just want to share quickly about my wife's family's things. As you saw our video this morning, my wife got saved when she was 10 years old. One American missionary came to her elementary school at the gate. He didn't go in. He just stand at the gate of the elementary school and share the gospel. Then my wife got saved at the time. She used to believe in the other gods like Shintoism or Buddhism. But she thought we should have more bigger God. But I don't know. But somewhere. But when she heard the gospel, she realized very quickly, oh, this is a true God. This is the God I can trust. That was the first time she heard the gospel. That was the first time that she met the American persons. Can you realize the first time to meet the Western people for Asian persons? Like a big eye opening. Wow. It's a different from Asian. But what he did, what he told her was a real story about Jesus. And the power of the gospel catched my wife's heart. Go the Holy Spirit work in her heart. But however, she was just 10 years old. When she was ready to go out for the high school, all of her family and the relatives opposed her because they are not Christians. They said, no, you cannot go to the church. You cannot be a Christian because it's not allowed in my family in this location. This location is dedicated for local religions, not for the Western Christianity. You know what? Almost 10 years later, her sister, who was in the cult group, very deeply, then she got saved after hearing the gospel. And a couple years later, her father also got saved when he heard the gospel. And 4 years ago, when my wife shared the gospel to her mother, she was so attentive. She heard the gospel so many times. At that time, she was so serious to hear the gospel, and she got saved at that time. And the last person was her brother, just 3 years ago. He also accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. It was not the overnight. It took 40 years, actually, since my wife started praying for her family to be saved. But she never gave up on her prayer. So this miraculous salvation story of my wife's family actually did not begin with her. So it began with an unknown American missionary who shared the gospel at the gate of an elementary school at my wife's. So he was so obedience to share the gospel. That one step of obedience, I don't know how much he came to that elementary school, or how much went to multiple school around there. I didn't know that. I don't know. Maybe I will ask when I go to the heaven. I want to ask him, how much you went? But the down one step, the obedience to share the gospel led to the salvation of an entire family of my wife. If he did not come to Japan as a missionary, I'm sure my wife didn't get saved at the time. If that American missionary didn't come to the gate of elementary school on that day, I'm sure my wife didn't get saved. If Paul did not stay when the first door was open, I'm sure he lost the chance to share the gospel after that to the jailer. If Paul did not stop the jailer to kill himself. I'm sure Paul did not get a chance to share the gospel to the jailer after that. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you individually to meet the people, share the gospel, and see the lives transformed, just as He opened the doors for the poor. And He is still opening the doors today for you. You know, God never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And His power, His gospel power to save is just as real now as it was in that prison. The question is, are you ready to do your part? When God opens a door at His time, at His perfect timing, will you step forward to share the gospel? Do you know? Even our part, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 28, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you, even unto the end of the world." Even our part, Jesus says, He will be with us. Even unto the end of the world. So your role is not small in God's plan. It may be just a texting a message to your family or neighbors or siblings or somebody. Or it might be writing a letter to them. Or it might be knocking a door of your neighbors. Just give the tract or share the gospel or share your testimony how God worked in your life. Or it might be going to abroad to share the gospel. I don't know. But God knows about your plan. Because He has the plan for you. So your part is not small in God's plan. You are the part of the something far greater, and He has called you to be the faithful when He opens those divine opportunities. So He is working in the many where, everywhere we go behind the scene to meet the people for you. So let's commit ourselves to be ready to faithfully sharing the gospel when God opens the door at His timing, because His timing is always the best. If you are not born again or not sure about your salvation, God is opening a door for you to come to be saved tonight. Jesus said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So it does not matter what you have done or what you are doing now, but it matters what you believe in and depend on. You know, Jesus is the only way to save you from your sins and eternal death. He is the only way. If you confess your sins and believe in Him, your sins will be forgiven immediately and receive His righteousness and receive the salvation and eternal life. if you would like to be saved, so now is the time you can receive this salvation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your goodness and blessing. Lord, you would empower us with your spirit to be bold in our proclamation of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. May our hearts be a burden for the lost. Fill us with a deep love for our neighbors, co-workers, friends and family who do not know you yet. So help us to see them through your eyes and grant us opportunity to share your love with them. Lord, ask for your guidance and protections as we step out in faith. Use us as a vessel to bear the much fruit through you. Lord, I pray for the person who are not saved yet, who are not sure about the salvation. Please work on their heart tonight to accept your invitations and the gift of salvation. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.